This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 4 people die and 17 sustain injuries in a jeep accident in Bigu of Dolaka district. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says incumbent government has majority. Prime Minister Oli challenges those asking for his resignation to withdraw their support from the government. Supreme Court gives verdict that proposed Supreme Court's judge Nahakul Suibedi meets required qualification. And World Health Organization says coronavirus pandemic a long way from being over. Now the news in detail. At least 4 people have died in a jeep accident in Dolaka district. The accident happened at 10 p.m. yesterday when a jeep veered off the road and fell some 200 meters at Ladukh of Bigu rural municipality of Dolaka district. 3 people had died on the spot while the remaining one person died in course of the treatment. 17 people have also been injured in the accident. The deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Chandrika Thapa, 43-year-old Ajita Khatri, 52-year-old Radha Kharka and 35-year-old Vinod Kesi. Police said some of the injured are being treated at the local hospital while others have been sent to capital Kathmandu for further treatment. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that he still holds majority in the parliament. Speaking at a gathering of the Oppressed Caste Liberation Society yesterday, Prime Minister Oli challenged those asking for his resignation to take back their support given to the government. In the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, lawmakers drew the attention of the government to various contemporary issues. Speaking in yesterday's House meeting, Nepali Congress Member of Parliament Pradeep Giri suggested constituting national consensus government to avoid political crisis in the country. Likewise, CPNUML MP Mehta Mani Chowdhury drew the attention of the government for solving the land-related problems of farmers, warning that the land-related problems might lead farmers uprising. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre lawmaker Sakti Bahadur Basnet says his party did not withdraw the support to the government, to the incumbent government, for the protection of the parliament. Speaking in the special hour of the House meeting, the lawmakers also drew the attention of the government regarding delay in the Citizenship Act, increasing prices of the consumer goods and ongoing forest fires at various places in the country. Meanwhile, the House meeting reshuffled the names in the Work Advisory Committee, approved the proposal presented by Speaker Sapkota on reshuffling the members in various House committees. On the occasion, Lord Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Leelanath Shrestha presented the annual report of the National Information Commission for the last fiscal year on behalf of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. The World Bank has projected Nepal's economy to grow by 2.7% in fiscal year 2021. Releasing Nepal Development Update report yesterday, the World Bank says the growth would be driven primarily by services such as social distancing measures continue to be relaxed and vaccines rolled out for the priority population, denying the possibility of revival of the tourism industry at present. The World Bank projects the growth in agriculture sector, citing favorable monsoon. The World Bank report states that the export competitiveness can be a key to Nepal's green, resilient and inclusive recovery. In the report, the World Bank further says Nepal's untapped export potential is estimated to be around $9.2 billion, 12 times its actual annual merchandise exports. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 559 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. The ministry said 496 infections were confirmed via PCR test and 63 infections were confirmed by the antigen test. Similarly, 138 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. The ministry has also reported 13 corona-related deaths. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,053. The Supreme Court has given a verdict that proposed judge in the Supreme Court, Nahakul Suvedi, has the required qualifications needed for the recommended post. The single bench of Justice Tej Bahadur KC yesterday gave the verdict that the proposed Justice Suvedi had served as a joint secretary in judicial service and had worked as the Chief Justice of the High Court, and the accumulative work experience met the required qualification. Stakeholders have suggested to the government not to close schools in the name of stopping the risk of COVID-19 infection. Taking part in a consultative meeting held at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology yesterday, they advised running schools by adopting maximum precaution against the infection. President of Municipalities Association of Nepal, Ashok Kumar Benju Shrestha, said the federal government should leave the topic of whether or not to close the schools to the local governments. National Examination Board Chairperson Professor Dr. Chandramani Powdil said the decision regarding closing schools and educational institutions should be taken in a region-specific manner, as the COVID-19 risk is not the same in all the places. The Metropolitan Traffic Police Division has launched a public awareness campaign bearing in mind the second wave of global COVID-19 pandemic. The campaign aims to prevent and control the infection, which the campaign was launched yesterday in coordination with Transport Entrepreneurs. Traffic Police Division Chief Janak Patrai said the theme of the campaign is Traffic Police Wish for Healthy and Safe Travel. The visa term of all the migrant workers, including Nepali workers working in South Korea, is to be extended by 1 year. The Korean Ministry of Justice stated that a rule has been passed by which the workers whose visa term had expired and who could not return to their home countries due to the coronavirus pandemic can get their visa term extended for 1 year from April 13th. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Affairs and Law Ministry of Gandaki Province have organized a province-level security seminar. Chief District Officers, along with chiefs of security bodies of all the districts in the province, are attending the meeting. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee's meeting, which was set for yesterday, was rescheduled for 18th of April. A press release issued by the party's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Powdil yesterday said the meeting had been postponed due to the demise of party leader Govinda Raj Powdil. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. World Health Organization Chief Tedros says COVID-19 transmission is being driven by complacency and inconsistency in public health measures. WHO Director General Tedros said people were dying and it was totally unavoidable. He added that confusion and complacency in addressing COVID-19 meant the pandemic was a long way from over, but it could be brought under control in months with proven public health measures. Meanwhile, India has overtaken Brazil to become the nation to have recorded the second highest total number of infections worldwide after the United States as it battles a massive second wave. India has given about 105 million vaccine doses among a population of 1.4 billion. Japan plans to release more than 1 million tons of contaminated water from the ruined Fukushima nuclear power station back into the sea. The announcement, 10 years after the nuclear power station was devastated in a tsunami triggered by one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded is also another blow to the fishing industry in Fukushima, which has opposed such a step for years. Japan's government said the work to release the water would begin in about 2 years and the whole process was expected to take decades. The water, equivalent to about 500 Olympic-sized swimming pools, needs to be filtered again to remove high harmful isotopes and will be diluted to meet international standards before any release into the ocean. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Four people die and 17 sustain injuries in a jeep accident in Bigu of Dholka district. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says incumbent government has majority. Prime Minister Oli challenges those asking for resignation to withdraw their support from the government. Supreme Court gives verdict that proposed Supreme Court's judge Nahakul Subedi meets required qualification. And World Health Organization says coronavirus pandemic a long way from being over. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.